The federal opposition has criticised the government's new electric car funding package for not including any subsidies or tax incentives to make them cheaper to buy. The coalition's $250 million future fuels and vehicles strategy will fund charging stations across 50,000 homes, 400 businesses and 1,000 public areas. It will also upgrade Australia's grid to ensure it could cope with up to 1.7 million electric and hybrid vehicles expected on the roads by 2030. But Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the strategy needs to go further if the government wants more people to drive electric cars.
It is a good thing if we encourage the uptake of electric vehicles. No one has ever said that they would impose their views on what sort of car people drive. That's up to people. But what you can do is make those choices easier by making it cheaper for people to drive electric vehicles.